Welcome to Listen to M Podcast, aka L2M. Back like I never left. I know y'all was probably like, damn, she's weak. She already, no. But I just had to take care of a couple things, trying to fix my car. You know, life. But yesterday was like a very interesting day, and I had a couple good conversations. And you know, I thought I'd just talk to you guys about it. Or let you guys know what I was thinking about or what I had going on or whatever. But anyways, yesterday I was talking to my friend and we had such a good conversation about people and, you know, relationships and titles. Does it mean something? Does it not mean something? And me personally, like, I'm not going to say that I don't care for titles, because I do, but I absolutely need the title, like, taken to be with whomever is really for me, whomever is, like, really on the same things that I'm on. Somebody who, I want to say, like, is a full person, but it doesn't even have to be that, because I think, you know, somebody cannot be there, but as long as they're striving to that, and you just understand where somebody is at their life, like, that's cool, but me, like, whoever I give the title to as, like, my man, because I'm the type of person that I go all in, like, at this point, I've learned a lot. I try to write it out with people, you know, this, that, whatever the case may be, but I just feel like whoever I give the title as, like, my boyfriend or my man, they really need to be on what I'm on. Not even like exactly, but just want the same things as me. I think a lot of times, you know, we get very passionate about people, we care a lot about people, and we want to make things work even when, like, they're not, because you guys have different, like, it's like either you guys could have a disagreement or not see things the same way and, like, let bygones be bygones, or, like, go your separate way. So, letting people be who they are, you know, like, I don't know why, in my experience, it's like, people be, like, fronting, like, hard as hell. They be trying to act like they're a certain way in the beginning, and then for some reason, once you put a title on something, I don't know, it's not me, I promise. Well, I don't feel like it's not me, but, like, my experience, like, people just start acting different, like, things that didn't matter before matter now. Like, why is that? I feel like you really need to let people be who they are. Like, this, oh, you can't talk to this person or that or whatever the hell. Like, me personally, if somebody, you can have a conversation with the opposite sex. That doesn't mean you want to fuck them. That doesn't mean you want to pounce on them, you know. But for whatever reason, society says that as soon as you're in a relationship, you don't need, like, you shouldn't need no other man for anything. But it's like, me personally, I keep saying that, but you're not going to find everything. You're not going to, like, the person that you're going to end up with, they're not going to have all the qualities you want or whatever. You know, nobody's perfect. You guys might love each other, understand each other, but, like, have different interests. So, you know, me, for example, talking to my friend about a podcast, like, you know, like, it's just conversation, or we're talking about weird shit, like, planet, sis, that, you know, like, not everybody's into that. So if you have a friend, especially if it was before your relationship, I don't see what the issue with that is. Obviously, you know, there's not, you're not, you know, I just, it's like boundaries, and, like, I don't know, like, forcing people to not act on how they really feel, I feel like that's too much, like, because then at the end of the day, that's not how they really feel. They're just doing that, oh, to make you feel better, to, like, comfort you. But I feel like if you honestly value yourself, know what the hell you got going on, trust your other half, all, like, all that stuff, I don't think that it matters who you talk to. Like, you know, it's just a respecting of certain times and boundaries, but I don't know, that's just one of the things that happens in a relationship. Like, people just, people have this perception that, you know, like, a relationship is supposed to be, like, man, wife, you know, the girl has to cook or whatever, the guy has to provide. But really and truly, at this day and age, it's like, okay, if you really love somebody, they can't cook. Okay, if you know how to cook, you can cook. You know, like, what's the big deal? You can Postmate, whatever. Like, there's so many things, but it's like, nah. I can't talk to that person because they don't know how to cook. Or no, I can't talk to that man because he doesn't know how to change a tire. You know, it's like society put all these things on, oh, it's supposed to be like this, it's supposed to be like that. But, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. Like, we really overcomplicate things. And it's just like, I don't know. That's just like one of the things that I be thinking about, or how I feel about relationships in general. I feel like that's probably why I always go, like, I'll get in a relationship with somebody and I'm all in, is whatever, and I'll try my best, do whatever I feel like. I go all in with somebody. I don't half-ass, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm in a relationship, I'm gonna go all in. It's not everything has to be 50-50. Like, you know, we might be in different situations. I mean, I may be in a better situation than you, but at the end of the day, we're trying to be together and we're trying to build like this solid foundation. You feel me? Like, you got me, I got you. Like, why? It's just why. And it's like, if you were like, just because this is just things we were talking about yesterday, or I was talking about with my friends, you have history with somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, if something happened and you guys broke up, whatever, maybe cheating, maybe it doesn't even matter what it is. But if you get back into a relationship with somebody, it's that clean slate. You don't have to forget what they did. But like, if you're going to forgive them, you're not going to be acting on that, because then that means you really didn't forgive them. Like, now they have to act a certain way that they really don't want to act. And it's like, it just makes everything complicated again. I don't know. Like, I don't know. And another thing is, like, people be wanting the dead honest truth, right? Because at the end of the day, like, you have a choice. Like, you could tell somebody how you feel, and the other person has a choice whether they want, like, they understand where you're coming from and they're gonna fix it for you, or that's not how they really feel. So even if they try, they go back to, people want to move on how they really feel. Like, so they may talk to this person or do whatever the hell you're not comfortable with, and then like, now you're upset. So you know what your option is? You can leave. You don't have to be there like anymore. It's a choice. And it's like, you can't make people act a different way. Like, that's why I honestly allow people to be who they want to be. Like, I'm not really trying to stop you from doing this. And then I think, I just feel like a lot of things, like common sense, like when it's really supposed to be that person you're with, you, like, you guys are just in sync, and like, things don't even have to be said. Like, you just know. And obviously, you know, everybody has trust issues. You know, somebody may say like some little shady shit, and it's just maybe to see, they want to see where you're head at, or this or that, you know. But it's just like, it honestly, it's like, just let people be who they are. And you have the option to either continue to be with them or not to be with them. And sometimes the reality of it sucks, but people will like to drag on to it. Like, all these things will happen, you know, they're letting it know, and it's like, oh, it's not said. But actions speak louder than words. But then people also play with like the whole not saying nothing, not setting boundaries, not really talking about it, and just getting upset at the other person when they move accordingly. Like, you know, when you're dealing with somebody and y'all didn't say, oh, you know, we're officially together in this relationship now, like, but you get mad about, like, oh, if they talk to this person, like, you know, it's like, it's just, I don't know, it'd be a lot of different, like, scenarios. But my whole thing is, you know, people, I feel like everybody should let somebody be who they are. If they're, like, not respecting you or your wishes, you have the choice to be with them or to not be with them. If you know what it is and you're upset, like, you just have to do something different. Like, you know, and it doesn't even have to be like a boyfriend, girlfriend, like just people in general. Like, you know, I've recently caught off a few people, you know, and it's not like any like hard feelings, but it's like they're moving on some shit that I'm not on, or that I'm not really with. And like, or maybe it might be that they bring me out of character, something like, it's just, if it's something that like I can't control, or like you make me feel like out of control, or I don't know, I'm just like not on what you're on, I'm not rocking how you're moving, like I feel like a hypocrite being around you or whatever. Like, and it's like, you know, sometimes people are receptive to like advice and criticism, and like what it comes down to is being really aware about yourself and like what you got going on. Like, I understand why I'm the way I am, you know, like, not everybody does. Some people don't want to see it in themselves, or like what their issues are, and like, you can't make somebody see their error in their ways, like, until they want to. So sometimes you have to disconnect yourself. It may not be what you want to do, it's not how you really feel, but it's just what has to be done because it's making you feel the type of way. Like, that's just being honest with yourself and not dragging things along. And at the end of the day, everybody's loyalty is to themselves, and everybody is entitled to, like, you know, pursue their happiness. And sometimes people aren't honest, or they're not able to communicate, but you and the other, like, on the other side, like, you have the same options, same choices. And it's like, if you don't like how somebody's moving, you just got to move. you know? But I don't think I like, I don't know. That's why I feel like I see relationships so different. Because it's like you get into it, like, I feel like when you love somebody's unconditional and you're going to let them be who they want to be, you're going to push them. It may not make you feel comfortable, but you can't project your insecurities on somebody else. Like, that's not fair. That's not right. And it's like, I know, I've been in situations where, like, okay, like, damn, let's say, like, I couldn't go somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, for whatever reason, oh, I got kids. Like, everybody's going to something. I can't go. Or, like, my significant other, like, they want to go. But, you know, like, my situation, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you have to stay with me. No, go, because I would want to go. What the hell? That's me being realistic. Some people would be like, nah, but I wouldn't want them to da-da-da-da. But me personally, I'm like, go ahead, like, go enjoy that. Like, have that experience, because if I could, I would. So why am I going to hold you back from experiencing that? But I don't feel like everybody has that. Everybody has a certain way they feel. My bad, this chat, like, the train's passing by and I'm outside. Give me 1 second. And what it all boils down to is, you know, everybody's going to do whatever makes them happy. And if somebody or something, a situation, job, whatever, this, that, or the third is making you unhappy, stressing you out, then you have the only smart option is to let it go, leave it alone, change it, quit, do something different that's actually going to fulfill you and make you happy. You know, people don't, that's why you really, I don't move on fear anymore. If I'm going to love somebody, I'm going to love somebody. I'm not going to be worried about if I'm taking a loss or this. I'm just going to love them, you know? That's me, though. Not everybody's like that, but I think, you know, whatever, with everything you want to do in life, love, career, this or that, you have to go all in. You can't straddle the fence. And I think life could be a lot more simpler. Relationships could be a lot more simpler. You know, if everybody just communicated better, said how they really feel and moved on how they really feel instead of acting like they don't care front end. And, you know, sometimes it sucks because, you know, we do go all in. We give all our to people. They don't appreciate it until it's gone. Like, facts. I kid you not. Every person I've dated since I was 15 years old always tried to make their way back. That's not me being cocky or arrogant. But because, like, that's how I really am, you know? And it's like, I can't help that. But I believe love is unconditional. I feel like everybody just needs to be real with themselves, be real about their situation, and ultimately and most importantly is not give a fuck about what other people think. I feel like, honestly, that's why, you know, polygamy relationships, like, you see that, like, you see crazy things, you know, like how the guy got the twin girls pregnant and, like, all these open relationships and swingers and this, that. I feel like that's becoming more of a thing because people are just not caring what other people think and literally doing how they, like, moving on how they feel. Like, they're attracted to this person. They want this. Like, they don't mind whatever. It's like, but that's an ultimate level of freedom when you honestly do not care. And it's hard because, you know, we've been, I want to say, so conditioned and we're so brainwashed. Like, we be on social media thinking that we're so deep, like, so behind and, damn, like, we're not married yet. Damn, like, we didn't graduate yet. Like, all this stuff in the world that's just a bunch of bullshit. Like, I don't know. I feel like people just, it's hard for them to really understand what's going on because there's just too much going on. But, yeah, let me know, guys, what you think of my podcast. You know, people over here cutting their grass. But let me know what you guys think of my podcast, suggestions, all that. Let me know what you guys really think about boundaries and allowing people to be who they are. Like, am I crazy for thinking that way? Do y'all, like, maybe you guys felt a different way before, but now listening to this, you have a different perspective. Like, I really want to know, like, what time it is because, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy. But at the end of the day, just do the things that make you happy. Be a little, like, you... If it's not something that's, like, conducive to you, serving you, not fulfilling you, let it go. because, you know, you're just avoiding the inevitable. Like, eventually it's going to happen. So why put yourself through something you don't need to? When things are, like, too resistant and, like, it's too hard to hold on to, it's stressing you out, like, you know, that's the universe. That's God. That's your angel. That's whatever you believe in, like, letting you know, like, that ain't it. That's not it. That job ain't it. That person ain't it. You know, just let things flow. Let things be natural and organic. And stop thinking that things should be a certain way because of what we see. Move on how you really feel. And don't be scared to go all in with somebody. Don't hold back. You know, ask yourself, like, when you're hesitant, like, if you weren't afraid, would you do it? The answer, 9 out of 10 times is yes. So do that. Just do it. What is going to happen? You're going to be rejected. It ain't going to work out. You know, at the end of the day, you just have to believe that everything's going to happen for you. The person that you're supposed to be with, all that is going to be there for you when the time is right. You know, and if life, like, if you knew that you were going to die tomorrow, like, how would you really live? Are you going to be, you know, stressing, like, the whole day, not eating over this situation? Or are you going to, like, you know, fuck that shit. Like, you know, like, let me go work out. Let me just do the most that I can do. Let me be productive. Let me live my life with purpose, you know, like, move on that. But yeah, L2, I'm out. Thank you guys for listening.